Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for the September 10th, 2025. I have your host James here. We're joined right now by our friend John Gethers. John, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Appreciate being here. And John's here to talk about an evening of harmony going on over with our friends over at Lincoln High School and this great workshop that is going on with this, along with the newfangled four. I want to get into the event itself, John, and talk a little bit about this. And we've done this before. What I'd like to do real quick is get into where this idea came from. And I know this is your second year doing something like this. Is that correct?
It is. Yep.
So when it comes to bringing an act like this to town, something along these lines, where does that begin?
Well, this actually kind of culminates out of the shows that we do for the barbershop or Stevens Point Barbershoppers. When we bring in a good quartet like this, it's expensive. So I thought, hey, let's bring them in for an extra day, see if we can get some of the kids from the surrounding schools to come to Lincoln High School, and have them do harmony workshops. So most of these harmony workshops will, you know, typically be like an hour long. Last year it was about seven. So we had some great quartets last year, including the Newfangled Four, and the kids love them so much. They made me promise to bring them back this year.
Right on, right on. And they are very impressive, incredible.
They're amazing, and they're actually amazing human beings as well. So
it adds up. You know, that's not surprising to hear, especially what I've seen of them online and doing a little homework on these guys. Certainly, not only are they incredibly talented, but the way that they work with the audience, a lot of that you can see that they're just good people, you know, and they sound so darn good together. One of my favorite things about harmonizing is one, that it seems like even people like me that can't sing can at least harmonize with somebody, or at least, you know, not stand out too bad. It's where we affect the song or something. But the lesson that it is, harmonizing and working with somebody else, playing off somebody else, all of those things, those are life lessons right there. Those are things that you can take well beyond singing and work with in life. We talk about this with sports all the time and encouraging kids to be in athletics. Yeah, it's cool to see that kid go on to college or go on to the pros, but we know the percentages of that are very low. Right. The idea of the next barbershop quartet or what have you getting a huge record deal or something, the odds of that, we don't know. They're good or bad, whatever it is. But we do know that those skill sets, these things these kids learn in these workshops, they can take that skills to anything. They can take that to whatever industry they go into, working with others, collaborating, all of that stuff. That's no matter what industry you go into, that's business and that's things that you can apply to it.
Right. You know, music for me has been a huge part of my life. I attribute it to, saving my life as a kid. And just kind of making me who I am today. It's all about emotion, right? And to hear the Nacoosa choir director tell me that the kids were so pumped up to go says something, right? Because nowadays you can't even get these kids out of their bedrooms.
Right, right. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, my 16-year-old junior comes down, and I thought maybe I saw him yesterday, and he's got a mustache. Right?
So, I didn't even know. Yeah, it's been that long.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's part of this whole workshop thing, right? If we're able to, you know, bring a style of music, not just harmony, which is a huge, you know, barbershop is a subset. So we bring in the barbershoppers, we teach the kids just the camaraderie between the different schools. What we did last year was a miracle. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. It's never been done, right?
It's impressive.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And we actually had the Manitowoc Barbershop chapter email me the other day wanting to come to Lincoln to see what we're doing.
Awesome.
So it's gaining traction. And, you know, Wisconsin Rapids used to have such a robust and such a rich, you know, barbershop
It had a presence. It had a barbershop presence. It was, you know, something that I even know when I first came to this town, hearing about things like that. So I know what you're talking about. Bringing some of that back is wonderful for a lot of reasons, some we've mentioned already. And bringing in an act like this and a performance like this, we could talk for hours on the economic impact it makes and how much it helps out the whole community and that. And that's, you know, key, and don't want anybody to skate past that. But there is another, just just as important impact that this has, because not only is it entertaining people, giving these kids an example and all that, but it's also helping the Lincoln High School choir department, as funds will be helping that, going to help the department.
Right. Yep. This at least the concert portion of it.
Right. Right.
That'll help cover the fee for the day, and then the rest goes right to Lincoln High School.
Hmm. Yeah, and which is it makes a big impact, and you know, no matter even if our schools were doing great as far as funds and everything, you know, this would be added and appreciated. Let alone how it is in today's day and age. Every penny counts. Every bit helps. And anytime we can help our teachers, our education system in doing these things is a great opportunity. It's a true win-win. When you go, you get to have a good time, and while you're enjoying these great musicians and this great music, in the back of your head, in the front of your heart, knowing, oh, I'm also helping my community. I'm also adding to the betterment of my community. You're literally investing in the future. That's what you're doing by helping out anything involving our education system.
Absolutely. You know, I went to school to be a music teacher, mm-hmm. right? And in my fourth year, they started cutting funding for arts in the schools. Mm-hmm. So I changed tracks. And now you look at the teachers, and they're taking money out of their own pocket just to put signs up on the walls, mm-hmm. right? That's not really fair.
No.
You know, so this is something that I thought, you know, hey, the main goal was to, you know, get those kids singing in harmony, really bring in barbershop, mm-hmm. And just camaraderie. And then, you know, we made a little bit of money last year, so we donated it to the choir. Mm-hmm. And I thought, hey, you know, if we can put some more butts in the seats, mm-hmm. right, and really make this successful, It could change the trajectory of this art form in Rapids schools.
And whatever art form, whatever kind of thing we're talking about, and we see this a lot with even our, you know, some of our sub sports. You know, we've heard a lot in recent years about ATV use and stuff and getting young kids doing those, because we've seen a lack of that. We've mm-hmm. seen other industries where we're seeing people, hey, get young people involved. Their brains are sponges. They take this stuff in. And so much of what we're, and anybody we talk to really on this show especially, we encourage young people to be involved, because you just never know what might spark them. What might catch their interest, right. And where they, you know, one kid doesn't, you know, care too much about it. Another kid is going to, this is their new passion. This is something they're going to dive all into. And that's a great thing to be able to find as well. And we've touched on it a little bit throughout the conversation. I really want to focus on the workshop. Again, an evening of harmony featuring the Newfangled Four is going to be coming up September 19th, show at 6:30 over at the beautiful PAC at the Performing Arts Center. And with this is going to be a workshop involved in it for kids. Lincoln High School kids.
Yep. So we're also bringing in another quartet, which is a Sweet Adeline's quartet.
Ooh, nice.
So it's a little bit different this year, but a large makeup of the youth choir is female. Mm-hmm. So Kathleen Harris from Jeremiah's Crossing sings in a quartet out of Appleton, and we thought we would invite them to come in and do the initial, you know, 2 hours
That's
at the
awesome.
Workshop. So they're going to teach a song to the chorus. We're going to work for a while on that, and then we're going to do some pickup quartets, which is where you throw four different voice parts, you know, so four people into a group.
Oh, that's
give them
cool.
a tag, you know, a barbershop tag, just the last part of a song, and say, sing it, right?
Right on.
So they work on it, and if they're good enough, maybe we'll put them on the show. If not, we won't.
Oh, it's fun. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it is. But after lunch, we're gonna have the Newfangled Four spend a couple hours with these kids. They're going to teach them a song, just kind of teach them, you know, how barbershop works, kind of how to mm-hmm. pull the taffy and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, I don't want to get too technical, but, you know, taking that sound and singing it right through the front of your teeth,
yeah.
And really teach them what that barbershop flat seventh sound mm-hmm. is supposed to be like. So it's a great thing for these kids. They win some pretty cool prizes too. I've spent a little bit too much on prizes out of my own pocket.
I know what that's like.
Yeah. So then we're, that night we're going to come back. We're going to have, the two songs from the chorus. We're going to have my new quartet, which includes one of the girls from Lincoln High School. We're going to put that together. We're going to sing a song. We're going to have a couple of quartets. We're going to have Sweet Addiction.
Yes, right? Yeah, I wanted to make sure to mention that. Yeah,
the Sweet Adeline's Quartet. Mm-hmm. And then the evening is going to culminate in listening to the the great tunes of the Newfangled Four.
Got a great day planned, great night planned here with this. And it's so much fun. And well, this band coming to town, these guys performing here, it's going to be fantastic. All the things you mentioned, this workshop, the impact it can make. Oftentimes, I like to bring up examples from around the world or local examples or something. It isn't every day that I got an example right in front of me, John, that you've kind of touched on this already, how much these workshops can help kids, how much, whether it was a workshop that helped you or not, or just a teacher's added help or something, how much farther that goes for kids and how much of an impact it can make. Certainly, you know, I can talk again about the economic impact and, you know, getting great kids into good positions of the workforce and all that. But let's just talk about having fun in life and passions in life. And that's just as important as making a paycheck. And the idea of a kid being able to find a new passion, be able to catch their interest in something, as you touched on, boy, good luck to every single parent out there when it comes to that. It's not easy to do. But if they do it themselves, or even if they're just in the position to find out about something new, there's really no downside to this. It's nothing but a win-win for not only our community, but for our kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can't name names, but I do know, you know, one of the students at Lincoln High School, probably more than one that I actually no, have issues at home, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. everybody's got issues, but to the point where it's affecting their daily lives, right? Yeah. They're in music, and when you ask them, "Hey, do you like singing?" Oh, I love it. It's my thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my out. It brings me closer to, I don't know, maybe it brings a person closer to God. Maybe mm-hmm. it brings, you know, a person closer to the person, you know, next
whatever
to them
it might be.
Or,
yeah.
you know, it's just like it's a universal language.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids, from what I remember of last year, you know, not all of them get along.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, yeah. But during that day, it was fun. It was laughing. It was hugs. It was, you know, it was something that every parent wants to see,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I have a, you know, my wife and I have seven kids between the two of us. Mm-hmm. They're all musical, and it pains me that they don't go out for choir.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, I'm trying to get them involved in this too. But since they're
sure.
not in choir, they can't be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
what you're bringing up about your guys' kids and kids in general like that, it's certainly just giving them options or just giving them the opportunity to be able to do these things can open up a whole new world. While I wasn't in a choir or anything, I was one of those kids that was struggling with a lot of stuff at home. And I was lucky enough to be able to afford for a little while renting a trumpet. And I got in a band and it gave me focus and it gave me something, an outlet, something to put my attention, my overthinking brain into without not necessarily thinking about all these other things that were holding me back and stuff. I bring that up in one beat to add on to what you're saying there, John, but also to add on to, you know, the, again, part of the impact of this in raising funds for the choir department. I had to stop playing trumpet because my family couldn't afford renting it anymore. I don't want one kid to ever be in that position. No kid should be in that position. You want to play an instrument? Here it is. We got enough instruments. There's enough out there.
Right.
There's teachers willing to teach. If these kids are willing to learn, let's get them the tools they need to learn. Whatever it might be. Here's an opportunity for us to be a part of that. Here's an opportunity for us as a community to help with that.
Right. Yeah. So, like, you know, I wanted Julie to be here today. Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's obviously being a teacher. I don't know if the community really understands what we have in Wisconsin Rapids mm-hmm. For a choral teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She was just honored by Northwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
She was Central Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. Unbelievable professional. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even my own kids, when they're in music, they're not only looking to play and to be a part of the song, they're looking to be a part of another family,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of these kids will go to Julie Stoffel or Jeannie Olson. When they're having a bad day, they go to the choir room, they go to the band room, they talk to those teachers, because those teachers, they exude emotion,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what
yeah.
these kids need. So that's kind of what attracted me as a young person to, you know, to music,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, sing in the concert choir, UWSP, and vocal jazz and all of these different genres. And, you know, ultimately barbershop, which was really difficult for me as a classically trained singer. But, you know, these music teachers bring so much more to our children than just the curriculum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all of these kids that are going to be in this workshop, they live and breathe music.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other reason I really wanted to get this going in Rapids, because it's something for the kids to look forward to. It's not just, you know, honors choirs or Dorian at Luther College, but this is something that you will never see, right?
Yeah.
You don't see a top five, you know, world famous quartet coming to Little Wisconsin Rapids.
Right.
To even stop to get gas.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right? Last year, I brought them to Culver's, and I introduced them to Quick Trip.
So, oh, no wonder they're back. Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course they're coming back.
They said they wanted to come back, so that's why we brought these guys back. And when we told the kids it was this newfangled four, the room just exploded.
I can only imagine. We're very excited about this. Certainly, these guys being here, that's going to be fantastic. But you laid out the whole evening so well for us, and with this workshop and these bands, these things that are going to be created from that, and getting entertainment and great, great music from all of that, and kind of leading into this fantastic evening of harmony featuring the Newfangled Four. It's coming up September 19th. Be sure to get your tickets. John, when it comes to tickets, send them to Savor the Arts. Is that where we should send them for tickets?
Yeah, or? You can call Sally over at the Arts Council. You can go to Savor the Arts, or you can go to lhsharmony.com.
And both websites great. Again, savorthearts.com. Be sure to reach out to them, not only for this show, but all the great shows they got going on all season. Sally and Eric will be with us to talk about those later in the month, and we're looking forward to it. John, always appreciate the time. Not only do we appreciate you putting up with me and my questions, but certainly everything you do in this community. Man, keep up the great work. Say hi to Julie for us and all these kids.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, John. And thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.